ever say he's just a plain fool, or is that kind of strong? That kind of seem like it's too ugly to say about him. Do you ever say, oh, he's just a fool? Somebody says, maybe you could get him to do some work for you. Mm-hmm. You might say, I don't want him to work for me. He's just a...
too slow.
Okay. What about somebody who won't spend any money at all? He's a real...
won't do fine.
Won't spend his money at all.
Stingy.
Okay. Would you ever say he's a tightwad? Have you heard that?
I've heard of hot rod, but I don't know.
Tightwad.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. What about miser? Do they ever say somebody saves all of his money somewhere? You ever heard the word miser?
No, I haven't about money.
Okay. What about the word common? Would you be likely to use that in a complimentary or an uncomplimentary way? If you're talking about a person and you want to just say, well, they're just nice everyday people, would you be likely to say, well, they're just common people? Or would it be more likely to mean, well, they're not very nice people, they're just common, they're just trash? What does the word common mean to you?
I believe it means that they're just the same thing all the
okay.
time.
Okay, I like them. They're just common folks.
Common folks.
Okay.
Old people.
Okay.
But they're good.
Right. All right, if there's somebody who's an older man, say he's 90 years old, but he's just going all the time and you're real busy, you might say, well, he's quite, for his age, he's quite...
good for his age.
Right.
Get around good for his age.
Okay, how any other ways would you say? He's spry or he's very active? Real peppy? No, wouldn't say peppy. For somebody who's 90 and just goes all the time?
He's got good health.
Okay. If the children were out late and you might say, well, I don't suppose there's anything wrong, but I can't help feeling a little bit...
worried.
Okay. Well, you wouldn't say that you feel easy about it. You might
uneasy.
Say...
uneasy.
Okay. Have you ever... if you hear somebody saying, I don't want to go upstairs in the dark, I'm a...
scared.
Okay. Or another way of saying scared might be...
uneasy.
Okay. Or afraid?
Yeah, afraid.
Okay, if somebody isn't afraid now, but she, when she was real little, she, would you say she used to be?
What was that question?
If you're talking about somebody and you say, well, she isn't afraid now, she's a big girl.
She used to be.
Okay. Or then you might say, well, she's afraid now. I don't understand it. She
had been afraid when she was little.
Okay. What's the opposite of she used to be afraid? She didn't used to be afraid, or she's afraid now, but she didn't used to be? Would you say that?
Yeah.
Okay. Somebody who leaves a lot of money out on the table and leaves the door unlocked, you might say, well, he's mighty...
careless.
And if you're talking about somebody, she's just, they might say, well, there's nothing really wrong with Aunt Lizzie, but sometimes she acts kind
that's
of...
not right.
Okay. Any other ways of saying that?
Yeah, you see, how could you? You mean she was mentally, but at the same time, it wouldn't be called that, would it?
Okay. Would you ever say she's kind of queer?
Yeah.
Does that mean anything else?
Yeah, that means that she has different ways from us.
Okay. What would you call somebody who always wants to have his own way? He's just
hard-headed.
Okay.